97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. The unofficial results are in for yesterday's spring election. Like the state as a whole, Wood and Marathon counties both voted for Chris Taylor as Supreme Court Justice. Taylor won the seat with over 60% of the statewide vote. Locally, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher hangs on to his seat with 2,943 votes to Tom Terry Mews' 940. The seat for Alderperson District 4 was a close battle, with incumbent Jeff Penscover receiving 237 votes to Tom Rayom's 236. In District 6, Dennis Pollock retains his seat with 249 votes to Sean Ryan's 196. Wisconsin Rapids City Attorney Sue Schill will continue in her position, winning over 2,300 votes to Adam Vanderwerf's 1,366. The Wisconsin Rapids School District passed their referendum by roughly 200 votes, and the Nakusa School District passed theirs by more than 400. In the Wood County Supervisor races, Donna Roser retains her seat in District 2 with 511 votes to Nat Bremer's 362. Paul Goldberg wins a seat for District 9 with 538 votes to Scott Brem's 501. The Wood County Circuit Court Judge seat goes to Emily Nolan Pluchek with 9,588 votes to Elizabeth Giebert's 8,929. And Marshfield has a new mayor. Nick Poschel received 2,372 votes to incumbent Lois Teestrake's 1,989. These are preliminary results and are unofficial until the canvass is completed by the respective districts and municipalities. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Chris Taylor has won an open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, giving liberals a 5-2 majority on the court. It will likely stay that way until at least 2028. Taylor, a former Democratic lawmaker and appeals court judge, beat Maria Lazar in a race that drew far less attention and spending than last year's contest. The result also suggests the state's voters may be in a different mood heading into this year's midterm elections. Rothman is out. The UW Board of Regents has fired UW President Jay Rothman after a closed-door meeting yesterday. The board gave no reason during the meeting, but later said it had lost confidence in his ability to lead moving forward. Rothman had led the system since June of 2022 and made just over $600,000 a year. The board says it is now looking for a successor. Republican State Senator Rob Hutton later criticized the decision, calling it backroom maneuvering. Wisconsin adults are drinking less than they used to. According to new data, the report says just about 60% of adults in the state reported drinking alcohol, down more than 10 percentage points from Wisconsin's high point in 2005. Across the U.S., adult alcohol use has also fallen over the past decade. While interest in mocktails and other non-alcoholic drinks keep growing, the study uses data from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And nearly 200 Wisconsin students are getting ready to test their civics knowledge in this year's Wisconsin Civics Games. 52 teams from 33 schools will compete, with the top 16 moving on to the state capitol for the championship on May 1st. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers in the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers in Las Vegas for the semifinals of the NCAA Frozen Four tournament. They'll face off tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock against North Dakota at the T-Mobile Arena. It's been 16 years since Wisconsin reached the Frozen Four. Head coach Mike Hastings letting the players know how important this game will be.
You address it, you talk about it, and they understand how important Thursday is. You know, they want to do this for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, the guys that are in that locker room.
Baseball, Brewers and the Red Sox wrapping up their series at Fenway. The Crew losing last night 3-2. The Bucks in Detroit against the Pistons after dropping one last night to the Nets in Brooklyn. 96-90.
You know, I love that we played overall. We had some great ball movement plays. I think we had 20 turnovers, and a lot of them were just unforced. You know, there's a lot of teaching left there.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today will be mostly cloudy with scattered rain likely. Our high in the upper 50s to low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered rain showers could get a little icy toward morning with a low dropping to around 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.